And the last thing, right? The reason for this 3-hour fucking movie was because they were trying to find that blue crystal jewel thing that she.
The heart of the sea.
Yeah, where that shit was. And she said that it was down there in the rubble and other kind of bullshit. This bitch had it the whole fucking time. You wasted 3 hours. You wasted 3 hours of my life. You liar, bitch. Oh my god. you wasted 3 hours of my life because you want to fucking lie. Fuck you. Oh god damn, I hate this movie.
Masked Bitch is part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masked Bitters, The Sipless, and Eating After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masked Bitch is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network's drafts. And I meant every word I said 2 years ago. You're getting right. I meant every single word.
That is the moment that I thought of. To this day, I'm sitting there and you
said so many wrong things.
All right. Howard,
it's so funny because I just listened to that whole episode. I'm starting all over from when, like, he was just beginning, and I just listened to that exact episode. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. With that being said, and we'll get to it more once we get to it. Howard, though, let's do some intros first. Starting with Harvey. What's up, buddy?
Hi, I'm Harvey, host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love Is Black podcast that I co-host with the hot wife, Carice. Another week, we're going to talk some good stuff. This is a good kind of a step away from real life, and one of our own is dealing with real life right now, so we keep him in our hearts and our minds, have some fun, if maybe he's listening or not, just... Let's send out some positivity and some good vibes to our boy, Casey. And in that vein, as usual, I will be kicking ass today. Souls Taken. I will be insulting your favorite movies, and I will do it gladly with a smile on my face. Because
did you win last week?
I didn't win anything last week. I haven't won anything last week. Why? Because it's racist and it's rigged. That's why.
And it's ageist
because I'm one of the old people here, so they don't like voting for my old stuff. But other than that, I'm not bitter. Let's go.
Kendra, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes, sending good vibes to Casey. But I want to remind Amanda, Dre said something about a veto if you win. So you have one. I have one. And he's really excited about a certain pick.
No.
Yeah.
I said the veto once everybody come back. Casey's not back. I can't veto unless we are here. I'm about to go back with
Cheetah. I think he would enjoy the shenanigans. But yeah. Okay. But I
well,
am.
Now it's on Harvey.
All right. Amanda, how are you, baby?
I am good. I'm Amanda, host of the Sipless podcast and co-host of An Evening at the Movies with Casey, which, again, we hope will be back soon, but he's home and on the mend, but now he's got some other stuff going on. So we miss you, Casey, and we're here for you. I talked to him earlier, and he's doing okay, relatively speaking. So hopefully we'll have him back soonish. So check that out. And then... also check out Crime Rewind, which I co-host with Shanna.
Okay. Scoop.
Hello, everybody. It's me, DJ Scoop, from Undiscovered Entrepreneur Podcast, where we talk to brand new entrepreneurs that are just getting started in their business. And I really came here just, we were on the last one, and it was so awesome. I just had to come back. It was nice. So great to be a part of this group and talk about things I love. I mean, this is so awesome. So thank you for having me. Casey, good luck to you, my friend. All my school believers out there are giving you well wishes, and good luck to you. And we're here, and we're ready to have some fun.
Thank you. Cam, I cannot unmute you. I keep telling you that.
Damn.
Well, at least I'm back on my same old bullshit, which is what everyone should expect. Why I don't remember to check if I'm on mute first, I do not know. But yeah, I am back. Happy to be here. Sending all types of love, prayers, and positive energy. It's those who know, those who don't need to. And we love you.
And M.
Hi, guys. Fun to see you all again. It's been a long time, I feel like. Casey, so much love to you. I'm excited to be here and hope to take a lot of Dre's picks. So I'm excited.
Okay. Well, with that being said, if you take my picks for this first draft, I'm okay because at least it's out in the open. I'm talking shit anyway. So
he just wants a chance to talk about it.
You want to be heard, like while you're bragging on these choices.
Welcome to Master Bitters presents the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network's drafts. We are doing today fictional female characters for movies and the worst movies we ever saw. All right. With that being said,
inspirational fictional female characters.
Inspirational. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't given the word inspirational.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dre. I wasn't given
shit. Listen, fictional female characters, we leave it at that. Yeah, at this point, I don't know, man.
I mean, inspirational can mean a lot of things to a lot of people.
I know, because if you pick somebody that knock on the door and give a pizza with a hole in it, then...
Wow. I'm trying to celebrate Women's History Month, and you're jacking up my topic, bro.
No. Wait, hold on. First of all, I'm not. I'm only playing around. Two, I respect sex workers. Now, with that being said, we are doing worst movies first, and the list is Harvey, myself, Emily, Kendra, Cam, Scoob, and Amanda. Just like always, snake style. So next round is going to be Amanda, Scoob, Cam, Kendra, Emily, Dre, Harvey. The first round is worst movies I ever saw. And it's up to you. This is what you think. All right. So with that being said, Harvey, you're first.
He really trying to preface it before he makes that pick, isn't he?
Listen, we all know what it's going to be, but we're going to start with mine. And yeah, I'm going to start with what I consider an absolutely terrible movie, a movie that's so insanely overrated that you cannot get away from it, that it's iconic for no good reason. And that movie is Grease. That movie sucks. Excuse my language. What? That movie sucks the largest of ass. It's terrible. Oh, it's the most annoying thing. It is annoying as hell. It's questionable in some ways, but we love it so much that we don't talk about some of the stuff in there. That's a little questionable. I've seen it once.
Rizzo being 100, we know. We accept it.
Sure, that's what it is.
All right, everybody, let's annoy Harvey. Go grease lightning, you're burning up the corner of a mile. Nope. Grease lightning.
Hopelessly devoted.
Sorry.
I'm going to drop out. Oh, sorry.
I won't say that, but I'm going to say some more blasphemy shit. I'm going to keep saying it. Grease 2 is better than Grease. I keep saying it to the day I die.
That's not saying much because Grease sucked ass. Oh, Grease 2 is better. Wow.
Well, okay. Well, that being said, it's on me.
Rider.
That is the best song from that movie. All right, let's sit back and drink for a minute.
Okay, so my pick is absolutely the most fucking horrible movie I've ever seen in my goddamn life. It's Titanic. Titanic is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my damn life. No time at all. Round one, Titanic. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. 3 hours of my life.
Think about that movie, Dre. I mean, I'm not sure. You know how crazy it would have been if you had picked something else and completely would have thrown us off? If you pulled something else out,
I'm sorry, I couldn't. I couldn't.
I know, you had to do this.
The first round, Titanic, The Lion. Oh, god damn it. So number two, it's Titanic. Okay.
Emily, at least it was historically accurate.
No, yeah, right. Yeah,
there was a boat. To know?
There was a boat. That's it. Go ahead. I'm
interested. It wasn't just that. Okay. There were no black people on it. That was also accurate.
Definitely accurate. 1,000% accurate.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie. If I did go to book for you, I would have taken it. Just saying.
Can you pick an actual bad movie, please, Emily?
It is actual bad.
Going downhill fast.
We'll see. So I picked this one because I looked it up on IMDb, and I went by the ones that I hate that were the most money to make. Okay. So my first one that I hate the most is Star Wars. Empire Strikes. Nope, The Force Awakens.
Okay. I'll take that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I was about to get really mad there for a second.
Oh, Scooby was about to get gangsta on you there.
Uh-huh. You're getting a scuba fight.
Okay. Kendra, is on you.
Okay, so this movie is to superhero movies what the Trump administration was to politics, a fucking disaster, and it is Aquaman. It looks like Twilight at the start when it goes underwater. The budget was like $1. Amber Heard can't act for shit. It is the worst.
Yo, Kendra is out for blood Aquaman today.
My goodness. Several DC movies, but I decided to go with that.
Yeah, it's not very good.
That is a good choice because that entry underwater copied right from Black Panther.
Black Panther had money. This was like, they took a GoPro.
This is like the Dollar General version.
When you get your underwater scenes from Wish.com.
Yeah, like seriously.
What you ordered, what you got.
All right. Who's next? Cam, move to you.
Me, Mario. My choice is probably something that people have long forgotten about. But when I think of bad movies, being that it's hard for me because I'm always like, oh, that was okay. I try to be nice. After Earth.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
After Earth always is the first movie that comes to mind because it was one of the few times I actually was like, okay. That was bad.
It was so horrible. Listen, Harvey knows that I'm one of the biggest Will Smith fans of all time. But After Earth was his worst movie he ever done in his life. That shit was horrible.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. All right, cool. Scoobs, on you.
All right, so I took a different approach to this. I am a connoisseur of bad, and I mean bad movies. I love movies that most people can't sit through.
Okay.
All right. So I went with the very worst movie ever made in history. And I own this movie on DVD, which doesn't surprise a lot of people. Manos, the Hands of Fate.
I have that on my list. Oh, my God.
Yes. Manos, the Hands of Fate, worst movie in history. And I went with that number one. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's one of those where you could just laugh at it. That is so terrible. I got to laugh at it. It's one of those kind of movies. You'll see some more of those from me, too.
Scoob, high five through the screen. I didn't think anybody was going to have that.
All right. Amanda.
Okay, so my first pick wouldn't normally be my number one choice, but I am doing this for Casey because it would be his number one choice if he were here. Mm-hmm. Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge. It makes no fucking sense. It completely deviates from the storyline and what Freddy does as a killer. It has no place in the Freddyverse whatsoever. It's pure hot garbage. So
I love that you said the Freddyverse.
I appreciate that you said the Freddyverse. I also find it interesting as if Nightmare on Elm Street makes any sense at all. That Revenge doesn't make sense. It's a horror movie about
it doesn't make sense, but if you watch it all the way through 1, 2, 3, 4, like you could literally destroy 2 and just go to 3.
He doesn't kill people in his dreams in 2. He basically possesses a real life dude and has him do the killing. So it just doesn't fit. Not to mention it's super homophobic and just awful, awful, awful.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
Okay. So round one, Grease, Titanic, Star Wars, Force Awakening, oh, Aquaman, After Earth, Manos, the Heart, the Hands of Fate. Sorry, I never heard of it. So, and Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Amanda, it was on you.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Scoob, I am a huge connoisseur of horrible horror movies. Like any B, C horror movie that people hate, I love. So, okay. My second choice is the only movie I have ever walked out of from a theater, and it is Eyes Wide Shut.
Hmm. Okay.
See, I'm,
okay.
I'm picking actual shitty movies here.
Oh, I am too. Trust me. Scoob is on you.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the second worst movie ever made. And don't worry, I didn't go like all of them after this. After this, it's going to be some freestyle stuff. But this movie I also own, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I like
these titles alone are hilarious.
Oh yeah. And like I said, if you can get through these two movies, you're a trooper. Now I watch them constantly, so it's okay for me.
Santa Claus Conquer the Martians.
Conquers the Martians, yes.
Okay. All right.
I okay. think it's worth a watch.
Okay. I got it. Is that available somewhere to stream?
I think it's either on Tubi or you can watch it on Amazon.
Maybe I get my kids the script and they'll act it out for me. It'll be better.
Probably.
Oh my goodness.
You got to make sure it's a Christmas movie. It is a Christmas movie.
Oh, so
oh gosh. Please don't start right. that. Because I'm still on the fence about Die Hard, so I'm not.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
So, Santa Claus Conquered the Martians on Pluto, Tubi, and Vudu.
Oh.
And Plex. And Plex. All of them for free.
And Prime.
It better be.
It's on it's on Prime also?
That's what I'm looking at says it's on.
Yeah, I guess.
I use the app Just Watch, and it is usually pretty accurate. You.
Oh, I went to Google it.
Oh. Right. I just go to my DVD collection.
Right.
All right, Cam.
Okay, so because I was trying to multitask and I failed. Another that I think people know is bad, but then they forget about it when they think about other things. The Last Airbender.
You motherfucker!
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had that on my list
because I am a big fan of The Last Airbender, and they ruined
it. Shamaya ruined it. Yeah. Like they so bad, so bad.
So horrible.
It's so they're so doing horrible. It again.
It's one thing right? to take a black character and put someone who's like ethnically diverse. It's another thing to put white people in place of Asians. It's just rude at that point. Like,
are you kidding me?
That's a typical again this year, right?
It's a typical Wednesday in Hollywood. Oh yeah,
they're actually making it a lot more accurate and a lot more racial friendly.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
like
isn't that. It? Is it Netflix that's is Netflix is doing it or Amazon? One That'd of the two cool. big ones, I think, is putting Good. Some money into it.
Netflix.
And keep M.A. Shimon away from that fucking movie.
Yeah, he's not a part of it, no.
Far away from that movie as possible.
Yeah, he's losing his visa until the film is finished. Yeah, stay wherever you are. You're not allowed. Oh, my God.
All right.
Anyway, so. It looks really good up to this point.
All right, Kendra's on you.
Okay, so my second choice, I think sequels should be as good as the first. And I don't think you need to see the first to like the sequel. Like, you know, Sister Act 2, yeah. Toy Story 2, Addams Family Values. But my second pick is the worst sequel I've ever seen, Top Gun Maverick. That movie is trash. It is just plain footage. He doesn't even talk to that guy's son till the end when they crash. It's so like it's just a bunch of push-up scenes and freaking planes.
Is that a problem?
Didn't that movie get nominated for Best Picture Oscar? It did. Wow.
Trash. You're that telling man. Me that beach scene was a problem for you, ma'am?
Good yeah. job, Kendra. Good job.
It's like, oh, let's recreate the other one. They didn't do anything new. It's no.
Good job. Okay.
Way to go against the
Kendra game. Is here for blood.
I'm really excited now.
And I just hate Tom Cruise, though.
So. Well, that helps.
We know.
All right.
Hey, I picked a Tom Cruise movie, too. He sucks.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I am going to go with... Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Because supposedly more people like that one than the other one I was going to go with.
That's the one that was nominated for an Oscar. It won, I think. Right?
Yeah. It won an Oscar, yeah.
I'm with the
one won best picture
for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Best picture. All right. So it's on me. And I'm going with the worst Disney movie I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Don't you start
here. And I'm going there, Cam, I'm going with this. Fuck Finding Nemo. Fuck Finding Nemo. Fuck Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo is fucking horrible.
Crap, right?
I don't give a fuck. The Finding Nemo is goddamn horrible.
That is not the worst. It is Frozen. That is the worst Disney movie.
Didn't that win an Academy Award?
It's Frozen 2.
It probably won Best Animated.
Best Animation, yeah.
Probably did, yeah.
I don't get it. Listen, Finding Nemo is one of the worst cartoon movies in my goddamn life.
Stop it. Okay.
You are wrong. That's just like say wrong.
Huh? All right.
You're wrong.
Cool. Harvey. Harvey is on you.
My second pick. So far, a few of my picks. I was so ready for Last Airbender. So Kendra, damn you. Damn you.
No, that was Cam.
That's Cam.
Oh, Cam. Damn you, Cam. Black girl. Damn you.
Right.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
We are both cute. We are both wearing glasses.
Without question. Yes. I love my yes, without question.
So all right. Mixed girls just look like all the black girls. Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, this is not your conversation. Right?
No, you stay have out of glasses. This. You're strikingly beautiful.
I am staying out of this conversation.
Yep. All right. My pick. And I would just like to say I could have easily done this list of worst movies I've ever seen with one actor and his filmography. I chose not to do that.
I did
pick one of his films, which was terrible. Not only was the movie horrible, he then put music out because he puts a song out for every one of his movies.
No.
And just sample something. The movie sucked. And the
Don't say Wild Wild West, please.
It's Wild Wild West. That's what I
think. It is Burger atrocious. King had bomb ass toys for that movie. Great. I'm sorry. They were good. They were cool.
The song was good. Okay. And then
I love that
associated movie. With said song on Just Dance.
Cisco went off that song. Cisco was the best part of that song.
The smart way to go about it, especially back at that time, was to get Cisco. He went off on every song.
He had no chill.
All
right, round two. Eyes Wide Shut, Santa Claus Conquered the Martians, Last Airbender, Top Gun Maverick, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Finding Nemo, Wild Wild West. All right, Harvey, round three.
I can't wait to shake it up with my next one.
Mm. Yeah. Which one I'm gonna go with? Okay. I don't know if you guys remember. This is Actually, fuck it. I changed my mind. I don't understand why this movie is loved so much. It's annoying. It's cult-ish. The movie is dumb the whole way through, and the only thing that kind of saves it is that there's a white boy dancing at the end. And that's Napoleon Dynamite.
No!
That movie sucks ass.
I won't play anymore.
I thought you were going to say
Footloose. I knew as soon as you said white boy at the end, it was Napoleon.
So I thought God it was Footloose. Like,
So God is truth, I had to put
that dance was dope.
I had him on this as well. That movie is horrible. That movie is terrible.
Even the dance is horrible.
There's only one thing that's funny about that, and that steak scene. It gives you every single time.
Pip and LaFonda's love story.
There is a certain type of person that can appreciate certain type of things, and this is one of those things where if it's just not for you, it's not for you. But I don't think it's bad.
Agree.
The way he spells
LaFonda.
Because I'm in the same category.
The black girl in the movie is named LaFonda. Come on.
Okay. So.
Are you drinking 2% milk because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole milk.
So it's time to shake things up. It's time to get all the older people that's in here mad at me. My third
older
round
people.
My third round pick is Benny and June. You damn right. That movie was fucking horrible. Horrible. Oh my goodness. Listen, I love I love Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp.
Keep his name out of your mouth. You don't even deserve Johnny, to say
I love Johnny Depp. I do, but this part of his worst movie he did. Gosh, you that's the gosh, that's song. This probably the worst movie that he did.
That is absolutely
Benny in June was horrible. I hated it with a passion.
I had to watch
I saw Dark Shadows.
A movie just came into mind just when you said that.
Rango?
That movie came to mind.
Okay. Rango was bad.
Stop that. That movie was cute. The kids liked it.
Benny in June is better than Rango.
Listen, listen. I'm going Benny in June.
The one where he's Indian or whatever.
Okay. The Lone Ranger. Yeah, I got because it is wildly racist. However,
the cannibal guy or whatever, Arm and Hammer.
You're gonna break Casey's heart with that pick. Don't you care about Casey?
I love Casey.
Wow.
I love Casey. But the movie's
hard. I'm trying everything I can get here.
Oh. So, God of Truth. I got actually. I don't know if I'm picking it up, but I have one of Casey's favorite movies on his list. However, I'm not sure I'm gonna pick my ticket or not. I'm just saying.
As long as you don't say Green Mile, it's fine. Don't say Green Mile because that will be just.
That is just blast me in the half.
I'm gonna reach through the camera and choke you out if you said that.
No,
this is the worst.
That's the point. It is the worst.
All right, Em, it's on you.
Okay, I am going to go with the movie that has the most obnoxious song I've ever heard. The Lego Movie. I knew this shit was gonna happen.
It's a part of it. It gets stuck in your head, and you never get rid of it.
So it
could drive everybody crazy.
Exactly. Emily, you want to hear something funny? As soon as you said the most annoying song in the world, that immediately popped in my head. And I was like, no, she's not going to pick Lego Movie because Lego Movie fucking rocks.
Lego Movie's amazing. Lego Movie's fucking amazing. She said that shit a couple days ago. I was driving just looking like this. Like, what?
The song in the second Lego Movie is worse than that. I can't even remember it, but it was not good.
I didn't even touch that.
Nope. Yeah. All right, Kendra's on you.
Well, I gotta go Will Smith here because there is a horrible movie, and it's really? That travesty Aladdin live action movie.
Oh yeah,
that porn parody looking thing. Get it out of here! Out.
I loved it.
Oh
Kendra,
no,
I love you with the passion of a million. You know, whatever. You know,
all live action.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're not Robin Williams, there's no way you're going to be Beanie. It's just not possible.
Being the biggest Will Smith.
But he wasn't trying to be Robin Williams. He was trying to be his own character.
And that's true, but still, whenever I look at that blue guy, it's got to be Robin Williams. Otherwise, it just does not do it for me.
Exactly.
Being the biggest Will Smith fan, I kind of agree with Kendra. Listen. And I don't think it's his worst movie. It's not definitely not a worst movie. Kendra already picked the movie already. I can't pick the worst movie already. But it's definitely down there. It's definitely down there.
I feel like it's because people have the nostalgia attached to Robin Williams. It's not gonna work because
Disney makes trash live action movies.
I saw Aladdin in the theater twice. I loved it. I loved Beauty and the Beast.
All right.
That was almost my pick.
Can I just say, let me real quick. One of my favorite movies is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm. Which one?
Which one?
The first one. The original. The original one is the best.
It is.
Johnny Depp, he did it, and Johnny Depp was creepy. But he wasn't ripping off the original. Yeah. It's possible to act and do a really classic character without disrespecting the original.
No. Because this is my debate with my debatable with that. Charlie and Chocolate Factory was actually literally word for word based off the book. Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory was not.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. So, I'm yeah. Willy Wonka is what I'm talking about. All right. Either way.
That's one thing. Aladdin was the same thing, but technically not the same story. Well, the same story, but two different versions of the story with Willy Wonka and Charlie. That's my only debuttal with that.
Yeah, because
with Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The original version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was supposed to be very dark.
Really,
had more depth to it and that kind of thing. But when Disney took it, they Disneytized it, basically, is what they did. They made it cheery and happy, except for the one part where it's freaky going through the lights and that kind of thing. But besides that, basically, going by what the people were actually acting in that particular storyline, they did a good job. Because they went with the right storyline. You went with the dark guy, and then you went with the dark story. So you have dark characters. You'd have, you know, Johnny Depp, who is originally who always plays a dark character really well, I think. Mm-hmm. But then you have Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder's the happy, lucky. I mean, I think he nailed it. That's my favorite version.
That's his best performance. He was perfect. Perfect.
Love Gene Wilder.
I personally think, in my opinion, the Gene Wilder one is weirder.
Because
creepy and everything is all over the place. It makes sense. But for you to be super chipper and act like everything be so nice, but you're like squeezing people and blowing them up and like that's a sociopath. Like you're crazy. Because you're smiling after and you're acting like you acted like you weren't crazy in the beginning, and now you're doing crazy stuff and acting like nothing's going on. I'd rather you be crazy the whole time. The second one is better because fuck them kids.
All right, Cam, it's on you. Number round three, baby. Shit.
Okay, and to switch gears, this movie has grossed a lot of money. It's won awards, and it's a complete copycat of a story that everybody already knows. And yes, I know a lot of movies are like that, yada, yada, yada. The only difference is they use technology, put some color, and redid the story. Avatar.
Thank you. I was waiting 100%. For you to get there.
Avatar is honest. Okay, and I'm sick of it.
That was next on my list.
It was on my list now. Like, got it to the next.
It stresses me out so bad that it made so much money.
Sasha. It's still the most gross movie of all time. Avatar 1.
I thought it got bumped.
They had a re-release. And,
well, they're going to keep re-releasing it every once in a while so that it goes back to number one.
And that is why they suck.
The reason why that movie won so many awards because it was built basically just to show off special effects. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that movie's about. Of course, James Cameron knows his storylines, but then over and over and over and over again. So the only reason the only reason that movie made any money was because at that particular time, that was the best special effects out. They had 3D, they had color, they had computers, all meshed into one, and everybody loved it at that point.
It was so that's the only story. Reason.
I never loved it.
I will say this. Movie's fucking horrible. I'm going to say that right now. However, though, it is beautifully made. That's the one thing I would give it to you. It is fucking
I will say that. And that's what I'm saying. I understand, like, what the appeal was. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I saw it, I was just like.
All right. Scoop.
All right. So. I love this movie. I accidentally stumbled across on Amazon, and it was pleasantly horrible. The effects were terrible. The acting was deplorable, and I loved every second of it. Velocipasture.
I love Velocipasture. I think we're gonna be best friends, Scoop.
Oh yeah, I knew this was gonna be it right here. You know, but. Velocipastor, I gotta tell you, to watch that guy take that dummy head and pretend to pull it off the dude's shoulders was just, and then the dinosaur that dude turned into was basically a blow up dinosaur that he was running around in. Fantastic. I loved every second of it. I had this point at the screen and laugh every 30 seconds. It was amazing. I loved it.
Okay. And Amanda, round three.
So I want to do a B horror movies draft. And if we do that, Scoob, you have to come back. Because
oh, you know I will.
Yeah. Okay. So I am going with another sequel that I absolutely hate. A movie that should have never been made. And I don't even know why they did it, because the original is a classic. Weekend at Bernie's 2. That movie fucking blows. It's terrible.
I had such high hopes for that after the first one.
Right?
I think everybody did.
It was fucking horrible. All right. Round three. Napoleon Dynamite, Benny and June, Lego Movie, Aladdin live action, Avatar, Velocipastor, and Weekend at Bernie's 2. All right. Amanda, round four.
I feel like I misunderstood the assignment, because y'all are all picking movies that people love, and I'm like, what are all the worst movies everybody hates?
These are the worst movies to us. I'm good. <That's>
Okay. God, I have so many. I'm going to go with Showgirls.
God, I think I saw that one. Rotten Tomatoes gave that like a 3% or something like that.
The only funny or good part about that movie is when she says, she's talking about her dress and she's like, I got it from Versace. And she doesn't know it's Versace. Other than that, that movie's horrible.
There's so many other bad, just like, everything about that movie is ridiculous.
Everything about that movie is horrible.
Are you sure? Because I think that everything is awesome. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Don't get that stuck in my head again.
I love that song.
Okay. All right. Scoop.
All right. So this is another one that I accidentally stumbled across. And yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Cannibal Women and the Avocado Jungle of Death.
What the fuck?
Where the hell are you doing this shit? This sounds like a Mad Lib.
I was waiting for you to say Zombievers.
No, but we could talk about that later. Yeah, Cannibal Women and the Avocado Jungle of Death.
It's hilarious.
Bill Murray's in it.
Yeah, Bill Murray's in it. Yeah.
That oh, tracks. Wow.
No, not Bill Murray.
Bill Maher?
Bill Maher, sorry. Yeah.
Really?
Bill Maher.
The TV guy? The political guy?
Yeah.
Bill Maher?
I explained the movie, but your brain would explode.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I believe you.
Yeah, we believe you.
1,000%. But we're 1,000% with you, buddy.
I will watch it. Tell me what it's streaming on. I'll watch it.
Cam is on you, and it's streaming on it's on Tubi, and it's free on YouTube.
You should know that if it's on Tubi.
Oh yeah. Hey, there are some okay movies on
on Tubi. You got a 50% chance that it's gonna be trash.
Oh. Real quick, I don't know if you guys know this. You probably do, so don't yell at me if you already know. There is a black movie streaming service. I found it on Amazon.
All black.
Is that what's okay. I subscribed to it for free for whatever and watched like 10 movies. Okay.
Nice.
The only thing about that is that it's based on BET stuff, and I'm 1,000% okay with that.
But I like those because it's like the Lifetime movies, but with black people. I like them.
Because once I hear I'm sick and tired of these Monday to Friday snakes on these Monday to Friday planes, I'm going home to be pissed.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, Kim is on you.
That edit pissed me off, but has also been like a staple in my life.
Because you can say it at work. I was so sick of these Monday to Friday things.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. The rest of my list will seem a little anti-woman. And though I think we're amazing, sometimes we fuck up. And sometimes those fuck ups are called Birds of Prey.
Ooh. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were going with a different superhero movie. I liked Birds of Prey.
Journey I've ever. Oh my gosh! Must well be ever heard.
My stepson loves Birds of Prey, and I want to see right now. He does.
He loves it for the boobs.
And
soundtrack is bomb.
And I want to say right now that I agree with Kim. That movie.
I'm kidding.
How old is he? How old is he?
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
So eight. So is he? He's not old enough to like that movie for obvious other reasons. He's not there yet.
There's such a worse girl superhero movie than that.
Oh no, no, no. The rest of my list is female related.
Oh, okay.
So my next choice.
I didn't want to say it because I want to yell that.
Like, we all done fucked up in our time. Like,
I feel like the soundtrack though to Birds of Prey was really good.
It's amazing.
Oh yeah, no, no, the soundtrack wasn't bad. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
All right, Kendra.
You better show. So if there's one type of movie that should not be remade ever, it is teen movies. So that's why He's All That is one of the worst things I've ever seen. It is, it's just like, ugh.
It sounds like it would be traffic.
I didn't even watch it.
It's horrible. Kourtney Kardashian's in it. That's all you need to know.
That's enough. God. Yeah. Okay. Sold.
So she was like, can you believe this guy? He was like not eating organic and he was so terrible.
No, stop. Are you serious?
No, she's like helping the girl who's like an influencer, like, you know, be an influencer.
That's just how she talks. I can't imagine her acting.
It was just like that.
I don't want to.
I don't even remember.
That shit hurt my brain. All right, listen, Emily's on you.
Okay, I was totally going to pick Avatar this time, but I'm going to pick another movie that a lot of people love, but I can't even make it through the first movie. Kill Bill Volume 1.
You out your goddamn mind.
Going off what Cam said, Kill Bill is I like it, but it's a very specific kind of genre that you either like it or you don't like it. So
I heard that one. The tables are turned.
I liked it because it just reminded me a lot of anime and how the anime is structured and that kind of thing. So that's I'm an anime nutcase.
Sasha's mad at your choice.
She's with me. She's doing that shit.
All right. It's on me. And I mean, if everybody pissing people off, watch this piss off too. 1987. A three-time felon marries a cop and then steals a fucking baby. The premise of the movie is fucking horrible. Raising Arizona is fucking horrible. All right? Raising Arizona is when a work movie I've seen my goddamn life. And I swear to goodness, I hate that movie with passion. With the fucking passion. All right? So yeah, Raising Arizona is my is round four for me. All
right? How do you really feel?
I know. Damn. Wow. Wow. Okay. That's fine. Okay. I'm saying that's fine. Okay, Kill Bill and then Raising Arizona. I don't know. I'm a little. Okay.
All right, I'm getting over Kill Bill. Sorry, guys.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna need a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. With that said, for my first of my back-to-back picks, the worst movie that I've actually ever seen, and I didn't have to pick it first. Well, because I knew I wanted to get Grease out the way. But
nobody else was picking that.
No, great.
Yeah, it wasn't on my list at all.
I could have left that for my bench. I don't even know if y'all know about this, but Heathcliff Huxtable at some point produced and directed his own movie, and it is Bill Cosby's Leonard Part 6.
Yes,
that's like
I actually came across that one too on my searching.
It is incredibly horrible.
Is it about roofies?
It's not about, but if it was about roofies, it would have been better. That's how bad this movie was.
Sorry, no, I don't know how to say that.
But it's terrible. Terrible.
All right. Round four, Showgirls, Cannibal Woman in the Avocado Jungle of Death. Birds of Prey, He's All That, Kill Bill Volume 1, Raising Arizona, and Leonard Part 6. All right.
Is there a Leonard part 1 through 5 or
no?
The idea is that this movie was he was supposed to be like this spy type guy, almost a black James Bond esque type, and it's just so the idea is that this is like the sixth in the line of and it. I can't. It's terrible. Yeah. So,
that's the epitome of fake it till you make it.
Oh my god, so bad, so bad. Okay. My last two picks is I'm pretty sure nobody's going to take either one of the two, so they're a little kind of. This one is based off of one of my favorite cartoons of the 80s. They then made a movie about it, and they ruined it, and that is Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Horrible.
We had a discussion about that in the last show, I believe.
We did. Yes, we did.
Yes.
I loved that cartoon, and then Matthew Broderick, and they just, and then like, and he tried. But damn it, it sucked. He got his check. He tried. He made his money off of the toys. You know he did.
Oh, yeah. That was a big McDonald's toy. We tried to get the whole thing. We got a bunch of legs as well.
What are you going to do with all these legs?
My mom gave them out at Halloween.
Zombie. And I'm going with this. No, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I can get this in my bench, so I can make people mad then. I'm going sparkly vampires here. Twilight is horrible. Twilight is fucking horrible.
Original?
The first movie.
Yeah, right? It's not that great.
First movie,
it's Twilight really is horrible. Funny.
They got better as they made more money, as they realized it was going to be a big deal.
Yeah, and then they actually started reading the books.
Right.
I read the book before it came out. I'd gotten an early copy of it. The book was interesting. It was
No. The books were okay.
I think they're good.
Yes.
The first one is
read by someone who didn't read the book.
All right.
Well, it's Kristen Stewart. She's like a wet paper bag. Jesus.
But I'm like, that's not the worst part though, because like even in the book, she's very like
monotone.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's not, so it's like that part actually is the one part everyone hates, but it's true to the book. But the rest of it, the way they did it, was not the best. It gets better.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Okay, I am gonna go with I don't know. You'll probably say no. Can I do another Star Wars?
You can.
You definitely can do whatever you want.
Definitely can.
What's gonna happen right now?
No rules.
I'm gonna go ahead with Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, okay. Veto.
Yeah, veto.
I should have known that was coming after she almost said it the first time.
I 1,000% agree. I 1,000% agree with that only pick of hers.
That's Kill Bill. Good thing you guys have each other.
all the Star Wars get a dick.
All of them. He must be a Trekkie.
No, he isn't. I don't think he likes that either.
No, me either. No. Spaceballs is better. All right. Anyway.
I got to go with a creepy one. It is Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat.
Oh, what?
That, yes.
I thought that was kind of cute.
That's a good pick.
Dirty Ho. No, you know I love you.
Not you, Kendra. Just the line from the movie.
Oh, let's call you okay.
Wait, all
right. I'll make sure that everybody knows that. But that's the funny part of the movie.
And him calling Kendra a dirty hoe wouldn't be the worst thing he's ever said.
What?
We say Kendra, but
I do. We know.
Cam,
she's a good dude. Sorry, Jerry.
Never let that go.
Never.
Cam's on you.
All right. To finalize my five and show humility. And one of the few times us black women are not perfect, Catwoman.
Thank you. That's the one I was thinking of.
And may I just say that the movie was terrible, but Halle Berry was perfect in that goddamn outfit.
She's fine. And if I dress up as Catwoman, that's the Catwoman I turn. She was fine. Okay, that's still fine. But
that movie's
movie's horrible.
It was horrible. Yes, it was horrible. Yes.
All right, Scoop.
All right. We got this one, then we got Bench, right?
Yes.
I thought you were going to pull something crazy out of your hat again.
Oh, no. Don't worry. Don't worry. So this isn't a movie that I actually did hate. So this isn't one of my Frankie weird ones. This is one I actually hated. Cats 2019.
It was
a very failed attempt at good animation and computer graphics, bad acting. It was horrible. I'm sorry.
It was who let that out? Who greenlit that? Didn't somebody watch that and like, what are you
talking about? Somebody that was a little
a lot of
like what the hell's like many Scooby snacks.
Yeah, that was saying horrible. Amanda's on you.
Okay, I'm gonna pick a superhero movie this time too. And I'm gonna go with Batman and Robin.
God damn it.
Nipples in the suit.
God, that movie sucked so hard.
Holy metal, Batman.
That's a possible bench because obviously.
Everybody freeze.
See, I don't mind that because I don't mind the, like, it's the reason I love Batman Forever. I don't mind the shticky comic booky Batman stuff, but just Clooney and what's his head could not pull it off for me. I didn't like it.
But hold on, not Uma Thurman, that played Poison Ivy.
Uma Thurman.
Sorry, I knew it was somewhere.
Poison Ivy was.
Yeah. All right. So round five: Inspector Gadget, Twilight, Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back, Cat in the Hat, Catwoman.
Wait a minute, I didn't even catch that.
And Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Amanda, your bench.
All right. My bench is regrettably a movie with one of my all-time favorite crushes, Sir Idris Elba. I'm going with The Dark Tower. It was awful.
Good book series.
Book is good.
Yeah, but oh god, that movie.
Yeah.
Poor Idris. He should have never had to do that.
He should have read that script first.
Money is money, baby. Money is money.
Stephen King money is money too. So.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, that was
that was a lot, huh?
All right, Scoop.
All right, so and you too. Okay, it's, all right. So, Oh, Raggy.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I get into a mode. Okay. So how many of you here have heard of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? This is not my pick.
Oh, okay.
We were like, what? I was going to damage my own equipment.
So. How many of you know there was a prequel to that movie?
Oh.
Uh-huh, that's right. I'm going with a prequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show called Shock Treatment. Very obscure, horrible movie, but not too many people know about it. It was directed by the same guy as the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Did it come out before or after?
After.
Okay.
The prequel.
Yes, check it out.
All right. Cam.
I am off for the bench, going to pick something else that is being redone and hopefully better. Haven't seen it. But the one that is trash is Super Mario 1993 version.
Girl, that was on my list too.
Listen, that movie is so bad that it's good. Like that movie is horrible. That movie was horrible, but it's so bad that it's good.
Because I am a Mario fan. Like, really fun. I dressed up as Mario for like Halloween. Like, I need them to do it right. This is, I feel the same way that Avatar, so get it.
Have y'all seen that thing that SNL did where it's like if Mario was like a horror and it's like a Mario Kart, like
the Mario Kart,
it's hilarious.
It's the Mario that we needed.
I gotta smuggle some shit to Rainbow Road. I hear you know a guy.
All right, Kendra's on you.
Well, I gotta say, I think Tiffany Haddish had one good movie, with that girls' trip, and then everything else was straight garbage, dumpster fire. But the worst is Nobody's Fool. If you have never seen this movie, the trailer is 5 minutes of that movie. That's not anything like the trailer. Then there's this like weird 3D sex scene. It's weird. It's Nobody's horrible.
Fool. Is that the one with her sister?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the it don't even smell like roaches or nothing.
I've not right. seen that.
That's the one.
Wow. Don't. It's like there's like an AA meeting. It's just weird. It's like
if it's that bad, I gotta see it.
Yeah.
All right, Emily.
It was weird. Scoob is like, oh, it's disgusting. Bet yeah, I'm running. Watch it.
Bet it's my weekend.
So for my bench is going to be one that Casey probably would have thought I would have said earlier in the show.
Don't do it.
As you wish.
No. Inconceivable.
Bless me.
High five, Emily.
I was trying to put everyone off.
You gotta say
equal opportunity. Never mind.
Say
I said
again.
It. I said Princess Bride.
Thank you.
You said Princess Bride?
Sorry, how can you? Forget everybody doesn't know.
Can't make it through that thing. It's so boring.
Oh, you know, come on. I am upset. Just because the guy ended up on Saw doesn't mean that we're going to make him mad.
That fucking right. Bible line over and over and over. Hello. I don't give a shit.
You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
Stop. Stop saying that.
Who would have known he had a dispensary? He was able to take iocane powder.
Yeah.
So, Emily just pissed a lot of people off with that pick. And
pissed a lot of people off with Alfred List.
Yeah,
and I'm about to pick a lot of older people off with the list, including Emily, by the way, because she made me watch the movie a couple months ago.
He called you old, girl.
Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis, Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis. Death Becomes Her was fucking horrible. Death Becomes Her was fucking horrible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Death Becomes
Her. I'm ready to throw hands at Drake.
All right.
Drake's list is pretty much movies that people love that Drake's
You're damn right. Death Becomes Her was horrible. I keep saying that. The editing was bad. The acting, outside of Meryl Streep, was fucking horrible. Even Bruce Willis was fucking horrible. So, the story's God damn, I hate that movie. All right, so Death Becomes
Her. You hate it less than more than Titanic.
Oh, that's why I was on the bench, not number one.
And I'm sure Meryl Streep is so offended by your comments while she sits in a bowl full of Oscars and millions of dollars of money.
How are we keeping our Oscars in bowls?
I don't know why I said bowls. I meant bathtub and I said bowl. It's been,
a bathtub is
having a rough time lately.
All right, Harvey, you get the very last pick.
Make it good.
Well, no, I'm going to make it bad because it's the worst of the movies. It could be this one. It could be this one, this one, this one.
That one.
For like 10 minutes in the 90s, we had this run of crank calling. Do you guys remember the Jerky Boys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1995, the Jerky Boys movie is my pick. It was terrible. Clearly, I was the only one who saw it. Great. I'm happy for you all for missing it.
And that's actually a bad movie that I cannot stand.
That's really saying
a lot.
Okay.
Is that the reason why we ask people if their refrigerator's running?
You better catch it.
I want a trip to Hawaii. Yay. Okay.
All right. So here's our rosters. Harvey, Grease, Wild Wild West, Napoleon Dynamite, Leonard Part 6, and Inspector Gadget, and the Jerky Boys. Myself, Titanic, Finding Nemo, Benny and June, Raising Arizona, Twilight, and Death Becomes Her. I don't give a damn about winning or not. I just want everybody to know.
Which means he'll probably win.
Yeah. Emily, Star Wars, Force Awakening, Lord of the Rings, Lego Movie, Kill Bill, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Princess Bride. You pick universally good.
Yeah. You're going to get right there.
Kendra, Aquaman, Top Gun Maverick, Aladdin Live Action, She's All That, Cats in the Hat, and Nobody's Fool. Cam, After Earth, Last Airbender, Avatar, Birds of Prey, Catwoman, and Super Mario 1993. Scoop, My Nose in the Hands of Fate?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Santa Claus Conquered the Martians.
Mm-hmm.
Velocipastor.
Mm-hmm.
Cannibal Woman in the Avocado Jungle of Death.
Avocado.
Avocado Jungle of Death. Cats 2019 and Shock Treatment. And Amanda, Nightmare Entry 2, Eyes Wide Shut, Weekends at Bernie 2, Showgirls, Batman and Robin, and Dark Tower. You got a lot of sequels here. Like, at least three of them.
I just want to say
I had a lot.
Scoob's picks, like, with the exception of The Bench, all sound like a bunch of random words that have been put together.
somebody was high.
It's just like. If you let AI just pick some random words out of the dictionary, those are the movies.
Kendra, I have a quick question for you because I almost picked this as my bench, and I want to know if you would have been mad. From Justin to Kelly.
No, I had it on my list too.
Okay.
That was tragic.
Did anybody have mutant vampire zombies in the hood?
Wow.
No,
there goes those random words again.
No, well, here's the thing. I actually have a buddy of mine named David Baer, who was second assistant director in that movie, so I'm kind of partial to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and they have that line too. I'm tired of these mother effing zombies and these mother effing and the mother effing hood. So it's in there too. Yeah.
So God is truth. I did have one. What's his name? Best black actor of all time, Denzel. First or second best. I got one Denzel Washington movie in there, and it virtuosity was fucking hard.
Denzel is. You think Will is better than Denzel?
No. Sydney Poitier right there. So you gotta balance that.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
You gotta balance that. All right. However, though, going back from last week's drafts, from boy band songs, third place was Scoop.
Woohoo!
Second place was Kendra, and I won. There you go.
Can't believe
there
it.
You go.
Rigged.
And old school cartoons. Tied for second was Scoob and Amanda.
Yeah.
And I won. So there you go. there you go. So I like how when other people win two drafts in the night, it's not rigged. But as soon as I win one, the only one I get.
And at its worst.
Yeah, literally first time winning both.
You're joining a club of people who have won both.
Joining the elites. All right. Anyway, so
who's in the club with me who've never won?
That's you, baby. I'm sorry.
Lots of people.
Damn.
we did the numbers for Harvey. And
we love you.
I love you, but you're the only person that didn't get a win. Even Gus got wins. Like, so Gus is like Emily got a win.
Shit, so, I got a win.
I love you, baby.
To be fair, Cam has not been here every time. So that's
1,000%. 1,000%. I think that she should win this one.
I was going to say, I think Cam has
the best. She should win this one. Yeah. All right. But next week we're doing Stephen King movies and movies that made you cry or almost made you cry.
Oh, tear jerkers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since Harvey, Tom Hanks movies are gone.
Yeah. Good luck. It's not going to work. Many have tried. I've never cried at a movie, and that's what brought this subject up. So we'll see what happens.
You've never cried at a movie,
right?
Never. Ever.
A little Ted Bundy for us.
So, Harvey, I was telling Dre earlier that George has never cried in a movie either, and I've been trying to get him to. I've been with him for 17 years, and I've seen him cry 3 times, and none of them were at movies. So,
really explicit moment, but unfortunately, that's how my brain works. My brain immediately went to like being in a movie theater, and you know how guys have the joke about like cutting a hole in the popcorn, right? And then my brain was like, joke's on you, because I'm going to reach in and pull a hair instead of that'll make you cry.
That's it. Good night, that's
everybody.
The one.
Wait, okay. Wow. About that.
Wait, hold on.
It's been like on like skit
everything
comedy and, like, all types of stuff
and people actually do it.
I can't believe people actually do it. I know they do, but it's just like insane to think that they actually
so like so you can get jerked off in a popcorn bowl and nobody knows pretty what
much.
You're doing.
Yeah.
Or get fellatioed. You know, I mean, either.
No one's putting their head in the popcorn.
Is it wrong to say that I've had in a popcorn bowl?
That's just a little too obvious.
Whose head is in the popcorn bowl? Is my head in the popcorn bowl?
All right, listen. Draft number two.
I don't need a popcorn bowl to do that.
And then you're going to be like a weird angle.
Yeah.
Why are we both of the women are the ones trying to figure out this? That's really funny.
Everyone's watching, listening, and everyone here. Oh, you're welcome.
Draft number two, we're doing fictional movie characters. Now
for the inspirational women of our lives.
Inspirational women.
Cam is first. Amanda is second. Harvey is third. Emily is fourth. Next, Scoob, then Kendra.
Oh,
I haven't moved between drafts.
I never do.
All right. With that being said, Cam, it's on you.
This is weird going first. I don't know how to feel about this.
So here's the thing.
You guys threw me off because I didn't know it was supposed to be inspirational. However, I do have a lot of women that I look up to. I just have to find her name, but it's the main character for the movie about women who worked at the first black woman to work at NASA and make a big difference.
Hidden Figures.
Fictional.
Right. I'm trying to remember Catherine
Johnson.
Thank you, because my brain never works when I wanted to. So, yes, that's my choice.
Be fictional.
But she's real.
She's real.
It's supposed to be fictional.
That's yes.
True.
While I'm supposed to be inspired by somebody. Okay. This is. I'm sorry. In the meantime, while I try to get my life together over here, since Dre left out a very important word.
Damn, Dre.
This is horrible.
Blame crazy.
She's animated, but the mom from The Incredibles.
Elastigirl.
Well, are we calling Elastigirl or Miss Incredible?
I think both of those names. Give her own name.
Exactly.
I'm back. I can cancel.
Guys love her. She's very bendy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to cancel. Okay, there you go.
She's very bendy.
Amanda's on you.
I will be going with Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
Oh, I love her.
And Snape.
All right, Harvey.
All right. For, okay, for my first pick, let me know if this goes by, because we're talking about fictional female characters. Would Mrs. Doubtfire count?
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well,
Mrs. Doubtfire was a man.
Yeah.
Playing, but Mrs. Doubtfire, the character, was a woman. Then that's fine. I got something else. I think that counts, to be honest.
Mrs. Doubtfire is the character.
I say it's fine.
Okay.
I say it's fine.
Story and everything.
Okay.
If you have to.
Thank you.
All right, Emily.
So, Cam, when you said that yours was going to be a cartoon or an animated, I was like, oh, shit, I knew you were going to pick it. But you didn't. Thank you. I am going with Jessica Rabbit.
Oh.
Good one. I had her on my list.
Okay.
Huh?
Sorry.
I thought you loved that movie for some reason.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
All right.
I'm going to take a whole new meeting.
I'm going fan fiction. I'm going Hermione Granger.
You Harry raggedy.
I know.
Once I would have got my parents, that would have been.
Hey, listen, you left it there. All right, Scoop.
So, I'm actually going with my favorite series. Everybody hates it, but I love it. But I want to go with Arrowhead from Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I don't know who that is. So
that's the elf woman that has Frodo look into the pool and sees his
future. I haven't seen Lord of the Rings, so
oh well. Okay, there you go. Okay. I gotta explain it more then, but you're not gonna understand what the heck I'm saying.
All right, Kendra.
I gotta go Matilda from Matilda.
All right, so round one, Mrs. Incredible or Elastigirl, Elle Woods, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jessica Rabbit, Hermione Granger, Erwin, and Matilda. Kendra, it's on you.
I went chronological in my life, so after Matilda, I gotta go Icebox from The Little Giant.
Oh, good.
Nice. Hey.
My tomboy queen, who still gets the hottest boy on the team. Goals. Okay. Goals.
All right, Scoop.
All right, so I'm going back to another one of my favorite movies. People like her for some reason. I don't know why, but I do for sure, and that's Magenta from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Nice.
All right.
This is hard. There's so many to choose from.
There's a lot.
Yeah, 1,000%. No, that's not fiction. Damn it. All right, fuck it. I'm going to go. Shit. I'm going to go Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Dang it.
Nice.
All right. Emily.
I am going to go with Morticia Adams.
Oh man, you guys are fucking me really bad right now.
I love that.
Wow.
You're a really good pick.
Sorry.
Really good pick.
Oh, they're right, for the same dress silhouette so far.
Yeah, you see it.
Love it.
I'm gonna go with Clarice from Silence of the Lambs.
Damn you! Scuba Steve.
All right. Motherfucker, that's my next pick, actually, because I found it. All right. Amanda.
Okay. Yeah, I had her for sure. I'm going to go with Katniss Everdeen.
Y'all just fooled.
I was so close. You was about to pick her, weren't you? Like, next? Oh.
Sorry.
I had a list of like fandoms and the strong women, like, and you and Dre are just.
Hey, there's still like a really, really good one if you can think of it that you should
there's
take
a
now.
Ton. There's a ton. Oh, yeah. But it's just like, come on.
All right.
I'm going to. And I'm going to make sure I don't get robbed. All right. I'm going with Wednesday Addams.
Oh,
nice. Because I rewatched that new show like a million.
It's so good. Where's your costume? I'm a homicidal maniac. This is my costume. They look just like everybody else.
Love it.
So round two, we got Icebox, Magenta, Daphne, Morticia Adams, Clarice, Katniss Everdeen, and Wednesday. Cam, back on you.
Okay. My next choice is Triss Pryor from the Divergent series.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Is it Chris or Trish?
Triss, T-R-I-S.
All right. Amanda.
All right. I'm going to take one from a franchise that I'm surprised nobody has mentioned or picked from yet, but I'm not going to take the obvious one. I am going with Rey from Star Wars.
Okay.
I don't think anybody here is really going to. No.
There's a super obvious one from Star Wars that I can't.
Well, but none of us, most of us on this, despise Star Wars, so we probably wouldn't be in it.
Okay, but I love Rey. I think she's amazing.
All right, Harvey.
I'm taking the title character from my favorite Disney movie of all time, and that is Mary Poppins.
Fuck, that's my I didn't think you would pick that. Damn it.
All right, Emily.
And we all pop.
That I don't know now. Okay, I'm gonna go Darla from the Little Rascals.
Oh, good one.
Dear Darla, I hate your stinking guts. So I'm gonna go black here, and I'm going inspirational. I'm gonna go Celie from Color Purple.
Dang, she was on my list.
Yep, me too.
I really thought that would fly, and I don't know why.
All right, Scoop.
All right, so I'm going back to my roots here, and I'm actually going to join you with this whole thing. So I'm actually going with Velma, because I'm actually into the smart girl. So there
that's how I was just like, yeah, when he said Daphne, I was just like, I had to correct myself because I am a nerd. So
God of Truth, I forgot which one of which. I just picked
up the same one. You
just
asked
me. I would have told you. Daphne's
a blonde. Velma's a lesbian. I had a brain fart. All right, Kendra's on you.
I gotta go with my favorite hustler, Cher from Clueless.
Nice. Lots
of them grades.
Yep.
Is Cher Space Dash?
No, that's Dion.
Alicia.
Okay. I couldn't be prouder than if they were based off real grades.
All right. So round three, Trish Pryor, Rey from Star Wars, Mary Poppins, Darla, Celie, Velma, and Cher. Kendra, round four. Oh,
she taught us all to fake it till you make it. Sue Ellen from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
And you.
Such a good pick. Rose.
All right, Scoop.
All right, so I'm going a little bit outside the box here, and it kind of worked for somebody on the last show, so I'm going to go with it this one. I'm going with Wendy from South Park.
Nice.
Like that. Good pick.
All right.
She's the one that always gets vomited on, right?
Yeah.
Or next to. Okay.
Or on or around. Anyway, they were close. Yeah.
It's on me. Let's go. Do I want to? God damn it. fuck it. Let's go.
Rose Cinderella. From Titanic.
Fuck out.
I actually thought about picking her too.
Oh, man.
Let's go Cinderella here. I call it that. Quite frankly, Robert and Anistine Cinderella. Just for a Cam.
Brandy.
I do love it.
You know. All right, Em, for you.
Okay, I am going to go with Vivian Ward from Pretty Woman.
She
almost called you a raggedy bitch.
I say that too much, don't I?
Yikes.
Hey, Vivian was definitely like my very next because baby goals. Like, well, the end, obviously. The beginning.
All right, Harvey.
So many picks here. I don't know which one to go with. I'll save that one. I'm going to go with Beatrix Kiddo. That would be the bride from Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm. Another Kill Bill pick.
Well, nice. Not fair. Some people.
On the Texas, they just have the bride. So I'm just going to put down the bride.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. Amanda.
Okay, I'm going old school, and I am going to pick Dora Lee from 9 to 5.
Oh, good.
Is that Is that Dolly?
That's Dolly.
Yeah, nice. Oh yeah.
Bad ass.
You guys completely fucked me. I just want y'all to know.
She about to pick it, and you just sit ripping stuff out.
Like, I'm just sitting here like every. You guys have completely.
Oh, this one will sound good. Dang it.
All right. Cam.
This shit is so fucked. Jesus. This inspirational shit really fucked me up. Oh, okay. Right. Me thinking of something. And I always can never actually remember because my brain doesn't do well under pressure. The Nun from Sister Act 2.
Dolores.
Dolores.
There you go.
Not but
yes.
All right, so.
What is Sister Act 2? Okay. I don't like it.
I mean, she's both. So
just, yeah, that's how I'm just like. I said Sister Act 2, and I was like, sis, she's in both of them. So yeah, my brain catches right. It to my.
So Sue Ellen, Wendy, Cinderella, Vivian, the Bride, Dorothy, and Dolores. Cam, round five.
Okay. I feel like I already know that I'm finna lose this because nobody knows half the people I talk about. But that's because I know, and that's what matters. And because I'm super pissed that Dre took her mic from me, I'm going to go with another strong woman from Harry Potter. And I'm going to go with Professor McGonagall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good one.
I thought about that one.
All right, Amanda.
All right. I'm going to go with one of my favorite ladies ever from one of my favorite musicals ever, Tracy Turnblad from Hairspray.
That's a great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good morning,
all right, Harvey.
Okay, sorry.
I think this will be interesting. I'm gonna go with Laurie Strode from Halloween.
Oh, you son of a bitch! I really thought she would last till my bench. Dick. Okay, sorry. I love you.
That was personal. That was all you thought about.
That was personal. You know how much I love her.
Yeah, they share Oscar.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought she'd last on my bench.
Okay. All right, Emily.
Okay, I am going to go with one of Ricky's favorites, Natasha Romanoff from Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yay, Ricky. You got a pick.
All right. It's on me. And just because, I mean, I just want to pin her for votes. So that's what it is. I am going to go Princess Leia here because it's there. I mean, it's
gross.
I can't believe that lasted so long.
But I am going to go Princess Leia here
because it's the honey
one. It's got to be.
All right, Scoop.
All right, I'm really like trying to figure out because I have two here, and I'm hoping one of them will actually make it to the bench. So I'm going to go with Alice.
What'd you say? Say again?
Alice from Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's a good choice.
Wait, wasn't Alice the computer?
Alice is the woman. It's the main woman.
The research, so yeah. No. Sorry, but only because I mean, I remember that movie. I love the game, games. Yeah. But the movie, small.
Yeah.
The best death ever was in that movie when the cross lasers. Shit was hilarious.
Oh, it just fell apart like a bunch of cubes. Yeah.
That shit's hilarious. All right.
I'm gonna go Michelle from Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Nice.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of my favorites.
So good.
All right. So
I'm the Mary.
Professor McGonagall, Tracy, Lori, Black Widow, Princess Leia, Alice, and Michelle. Kendra, it's on you.
This is the last one. I got to go Jackie Brown.
Ooh, good pick.
Ooh. Ooh, another good. Hustler.
Really good pick.
I like Kendra.
Pam Grier. Jesus. All right, Scoop, so you.
You didn't even say it right.
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
I'm surprised this one lasted all the way to this pick here. So I'm going with Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Nice.
Well, there's a reason.
I'm really surprised at that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So again, this is me panning for votes. Because I'm okay with this movie. I used to bag on it, but then I watched it and then I was like, oh, it's not that bad.
You it's okay because the movie made you watch it. Go ahead.
No. I watched it because of the bracket. And I'm going Miranda Presley.
Shit.
Yes.
I'm going Miranda Presley from
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, Miranda from the Devil Wears Prada.
I don't think you understand her character, but okay.
She was an asshole. I understand that.
But she was a man. No, think twice.
1,000%.
I mean, I would, but I see what you're saying.
It's also a line from the movie.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, she had a soft side a couple of scenes. All right, Emma's on you.
I don't think this has been said yet, but Dorothy Gale, Wizard of Oz.
Nice. Good one.
There you go.
Good choice.
Enjoying the background music there. It's
nice. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, Harvey.
Well, you took Fox. I actually was going to go with Foxy Brown, but I don't want to affect.
I did Pam Grier pick.
I know, no. I'm gonna leave it be. No. I know you took. I'm gonna leave Pam Grier. She deserves her own space. She doesn't need to be. I'm gonna go with Buttercup from Princess Bride.
Oh,
Princess Buttercup. Another double movie from the last one and this one.
I think almost every one of the movies I picked, someone picked a character.
You need her to be off.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, it's on you.
I'm trying to decide if I want to go Black and Powerful or character close to my heart. Damn it.
Why are they not one in the same? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, but yes.
That was a setup. Don't do that.
Okay, I'm going to go with this one just because it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, and I appreciate a movie doing a real character representing a real thing. So I'm going to go with Shelby from Steel Magnolias.
Love that pick.
As a type 1 diabetic, I relate a lot to her character. So
don't be surprised if that's picked on the next week. Because that's a sad.
It's already on my list, bro.
All right, Cam, you get the very last pick.
Of course, I thought of a bunch of stuff, but it was too late.
Can I tell you my black pick so you'll take it? Because she needs to be on here.
I have a black strong woman pick of my own. There's a bunch, which is what I thought of after, but. Just so everyone knows that it's fair, I will say mine first, but I do want to hear yours. Okoye the Black Panther.
Yes.
Okay, so mine was from Black Panther, but it was Shuri.
I like her too, but she has some ups and downs with me.
Yeah.
It's all the youth. Right.
But she's so little and just, you know.
She's so cute. After the Queen Mother got robbed of the Oscar, Queen Mother probably should have been on there.
Now you know that Amanda got that Oscar, so we should relax.
I mean, yeah, you can't steal my Oscar. I mean, Jamie Lee said I want it too.
Wait. We can't steal my Oscar, but Jamie Lee can? Hey-o.
Hey, it's not my fault. She just said I shared it. I'm going to share it.
All right, here's the rosters. Cam, Mrs. Crumble / Elastigirl, Wednesday, Trish Pryor, Dolores, Professor McGonagall, and Okoye. Amanda, Woods, Katniss, Ray, Dora Lee, Tracy, and Shelby. Harvey, Mrs. Doubtfire, Clarice, Mary Poppins, The Bride, Lori, and Buttercup. Princess Buttercup, from one of the best movies of all time. Emily, Emily, Jessica Rabbit, Patricia Adams, said Darla, Vivian, Black Widow, and Dorothy. Myself, Hermione Granger, Daphne, Celie, Cinderella, Princess Leia, and Miranda from Dover Prada. Scoop Erwin, Scoop Erwin, Magenta, Velma, Wendy from South Park, Alice, and Princess Fiona. And Kendra, Matilda, Icebox, Cher, Sue Ellen, Michelle, and Jackie Brown. All right, this was a fun episode.
That was. Yeah. Cam, the other one I almost picked was Bernadine from Waiting to Exhale. She was like right there. I fucking love her. Okay, sorry.
Is she the one that burned that man's
car? Yeah, and he fucking deserved it. She threw all his shit in his car and burned it.
Because he cheated, right?
Yeah, he left her for his like assistant and
He deserved to have his stuff burned
because she didn't want him.
It's just a car, and this is after he refuses to like this split the estate.
After he made her, she supported him. Like,
he gets all the money. Okay, like
what's that guy?
Listen,
for a white girl.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this because I'm gonna get canceled.
Right.
I'm gonna get canceled.
Anyway, set him on fire.
God.
Oh, okay. Whoa. We know that there are situations where violence is justified. That's okay. What we're saying.
No, not in that situation.
Okay.
All right. It's
a
movie. It's just a movie.
Okay.
Next week, we're doing Stephen King movies and movies, tear jerkers. Let's say that. Because Kendra, thank you for that. Tear jerkers. All right. With that being said, let's do some outros.
Not that one.
Not that one either. The new layout was fuck with me. All right. Go ahead, Cam.
Okay. I've never won. So I want to use my outro to say, if you care about me at all, vote for me. Fuck these people. Okay, they won already. That's all I have to say.
Oh, shit. All right.
Hi. I would just like to say I have never won either. Bullshit. Fuck these people. Fuck them all. All of them. every week, I think I put together an amazing list and expect to win every time, only to be disappointed week after week. An occasional victory comes my way. I want to be just like DeAndre. I want to win both. So if you care about me, you will vote for my... I want to be part of that special group of double winners. Can you please vote for me? Please? Please?
And that's how you paid her for votes. There you go.
Jeez. I almost want to vote for him now just because.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. I got a way to one up you. Just wait for it.
All right. He's lying. Go ahead, Harvey.
Okay. All right. I thought I was done. I get to finish. Hey. I guess I know.
I guess you don't get to finish.
Vote for Kendra.
Woo! Yeah. We love to see
I mean, if you're not going to vote for me, I think I say vote for Cam.
Thanks, Amanda.
Love you, Harvey. But you've won before, and I like to be better than you in the winnings. I don't want you hit my numbers.
So you vote for Kim because she can't possibly pass.
Just
speaking for Kim, a win is a win. Okay, like a win is a win.
It's a W. Put it in the column. Please listen to The Sip List, An Evening at the Movies, and Crime Rewind. And again, please send Casey all your love and thoughts and well wishes and prayers and whatnot. And An Evening at the Movies will be back soon as possible. And thank you.
Oh, hello, hello. I'm not delusional. I'm not winning this week. I think some really good rosters out there. Humble. People want to vote for Humble. But you can Crushgasm at crushgasmpodcast.com. This week we're talking about the boy band war of 1999. I was a part of Enlisted, Backstreet Boys for Life.
White Forever. Pink
Panic. No, not NSYNC.
you got gay sauce for it? Put up gay sauce for Backstreet Boys.
Gang, yes, please. And, you know, we have the 100th show. And you can check out my new show with my husband, Food Show Fanatics, on Spotify. Because I can't figure out Apple. I don't know. It's like an email, and I'm just too lazy. But yeah, check it out.
I saw you talking about Next Level Chef.
We like our Food Network. Well, we'll be doing Gordon Ramsay, Master Chef, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Wow. All right. You can get it.
Okay. Okay. So don't vote for me at all. I'm just going to go the other way with it because I know, especially in the movie picks, nobody's going to know what the heck I'm talking about in any of those except for maybe one. But that's just because they're movies I liked. So don't vote for me. Reverse psychology. Vote for me. I mean, no. Come listen to me on The Undiscovered Entrepreneur, where we talk to brand new entrepreneurs that are just getting started in their business. I also have a YouTube that I just put up really super recently under the same name, Undiscovered Entrepreneur. And I also just started putting out some coaching episodes, and which have been great for me so far. And I hope you all listen and learn. That's really what it's all about, is learning how to start an entrepreneur podcast.
Hey.
Cam, I think I've pissed off so many people with my first roster that I don't think I'm going to come back on the second one. So vote for Cam. But thanks for having me back. It's always fun.
Yes.
We love you.
I like the way this is going.
So before we sign off, listen, we do this episode dedicated to Casey and what he's going through right now. Casey, we love you, and we do miss you, and we do wish to have you back soon. Anytime you need to come back, we are there for you. This is definitely dedicated to you and your family. With that being said, my name is Dan Jerobson, host of Everything Masturbators. This was fun. Peace out.
Bye.
Over to him.